From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama says critics of his plan to overhaul health care are working from a familiar Washington script the country has seen many times before that put politics ahead of policy. He says critics are trying to slow health care changes in the hope that the effort fails.
I know that there is a tendency in Washington to accentuate the differences instead of underscoring common ground, but make no mistake, we are closer than ever before to the reform that the American people need, and we're going to get the job done.
The president said at the White House today he wants Congress to sign legislation before the August recess that expands coverage, improves quality, and scales back costs. Leading Republicans say there's no rush, and the American people can wait a little longer to get the job done right. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has dipped in and out of positive territory today on several optimistic predictions from companies announcing their earnings results. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Equipment maker Caterpillar's earnings lifted stocks despite a huge 66% drop in profits. It raised its revenue forecast for the end of the year. Defense contractor Lockheed Martin and drug maker Merck, meanwhile, both posted profit declines but beat analysts' expectations. And Coca-Cola's profits rose more than 40% on strong international sales. Airlines, however, bucked the brighter trend. United, Southwest, and Continental Airlines projected more declines in travel. Both United and Continental plan to further cut costs. The hefty dose of earnings news does not stop there. Apple and Yahoo are expected to report earnings after the market closes. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
In a monumental vote, the Senate moved today to halt production of the Air Force's F-22 Raptor fighter jets. The Obama administration has been pushing to shift defense spending towards smaller fighters. Lawmakers, faced with the loss of defense-related jobs, fought to keep the F-22s. Republican John McCain says today's vote was about whether Congress stops doing business as usual. The vote removes $1.75 billion from the defense budget to build seven more F-22 Raptors. Cambridge, Massachusetts prosecutors have dropped disorderly conduct charges against a high-profile black scholar, Henry Gates Jr., who was arrested after breaking into his own home near Harvard University. Kelly Downs is a spokesperson for the Cambridge Police Department.
All the parties sort of agree that this was an incident that was unfortunate and regrettable. Hindsight being what it is, I think everyone has viewed this incident as one that we wish had not occurred. It wasn't the best moment for anyone involved.
Down says the department has moved on. The professor had returned from an overseas trip, found his front door jammed, and had entered through the back. When police arrived, Gates produced ID, but police said he exhibited loud behavior and arrested him. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 8 points to 88.39. The NASDAQ is down 10 to 18.98. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's concerned about possible military connections between North Korea and Myanmar, also known as Burma. The secretary is in Thailand for a regional conference where she wants to strengthen U.S. ties with Asian countries. She also wants countries in the region to take a tougher stand on North Korea with its territory and history of illegal sales of missiles and nuclear technology and the prospect of the North selling that type of weaponry and information to Myanmar. The city of Atlanta has agreed to pay $11.5 million, the amount left on a loan which allowed the papers of Martin Luther King Jr. to remain in the city. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Just before a public auction in 2006, Atlanta stepped in to buy about 10,000 documents that belonged to Martin Luther King Jr. and to keep them in the city. The cost was $32 million. About a third of that amount has not been raised because of the economic slowdown. The city council has now agreed to pay off the King papers with some bonds it issued to build a civil and human rights center. The documents include handwritten letters, a term paper King wrote in college, and a draft of his famous I Have a Dream speech. The collection is now housed at the Woodruff Library in Atlanta, which has been working to preserve and catalog the papers. By 2012, King's papers are expected to be displayed at the Civil and Human Rights Center, which is estimated to cost $125 million. So far, only about $50 million has been raised for the project. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor on July 28th rather than this week. Chairman Patrick Leahy says he's disappointed the Republicans held up today's vote, predicts she'll join the High Court in time for its first meeting. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.